my god, it's 3 o'clock in the fucking morning and you've been going at it for like 4 hours. Dude, I have an exam in the morning. Thank you. If I'd known that would make you stop, I would have tried it 2 days ago. I've been running on fumes here because of that stupid thing buzzing away all night. Do you have any idea how hard it is to just sit here in complete silence, trying my best not to make a peep while you shove that thing between your legs and moan for hours on end? Like, on the one hand, it's hard to not get turned on by it, but on the other hand, it's not like I can do anything about it. Every time I consider finally giving in and rubbing one out, I have to stop myself because I just know that as soon as I let out even a peep, that thing is going to turn off and you're going to catch me, and then I'd be the weird one. Not you, the one who spends a sixth of her day playing with her pussy across the room from me. No, but me. Look, I don't know if you just can't get off, or if you're doing some insane edging shit, or what. But please, stop. Just stop. Just come already and turn that thing off so that I can get at least an hour of sleep tonight. I am begging you. It stopped. It died. No more teasing that twat of yours tonight, you stupid little... You replaced... batteries. No more of that. I am done listening to this every night. I am taking over since you obviously don't know how this is done. Well, I can't exactly do much worse than you have now, can I? Scoot over. Yes, of course I'm turned on. I've been listening to you masturbate and moan for half a week now. At this point, the only thing I feel more than tired is horny. Now move over! Seriously? You've been sticking that thing down your panties? Wouldn't it be more comfortable to just, I don't know, pull down your panties? See? Much easier. Besides, you've been under the blankets this whole time. You could have done that without me seeing your precious little pussy, you idiot. Dude, your sheets smell like sweat. The fuck? Whatever, I'll deal with this, and then tomorrow you can finally do our fucking laundry, you horny dumbass. Let's see what we got cooking down here. Don't fall out of your own bed. What, has it been that long since your lips touched something that didn't take batteries? That feels pretty good. You got a nice pussy, Rumi. Some nice legs, too. Is that doing it for you? Just trying to get you warmed up to come already so that I can go to sleep. I'm pulling out all the stops here. Don't give me that look. Are you seriously going to tell me that you don't want to get felt up by the tall, sexy roommate who sleeps 10 feet away from you every night? Go ahead. Look me in the eye and tell me you don't like this. Look at me while I run my fingers up your thighs and tell me you don't want me. That's what I thought. I'm gonna read you like a book. You like them naughty, don't you? That's right, you do. It's gonna make this much easier. You're gonna be fucking putty in my hands. I'll have this little leg of yours twitching in no time. And then I'll finally be able to get some goddamn sleep. Hell, I'm getting even harder just thinking. How are we doing? Isn't it better when your sex toy has a little body heat? Don't you just want to curl up against me while your nerves light up under my finger? Yeah, that's right, you do. Just hurry up and get into all those little fantasies you've probably had about me so that I can get you taken care of. Quit the edging bullshit you've been doing and let yourself go. Sink your head against my chest while you squirm at my touch. You need this, huh? Need someone to finally grab you and finger some sense into you? That's right, you do. No more keeping me up all night with your pathetic, frantic masturbating. No, you're gonna come for me tonight. I'm not even touching your pussy yet, and you're already panting like a dog in heat. I bet you're tired, too, huh? Tired from all that sleep you haven't been getting. Tired from how exhausted you've been from masturbating for hours every night. Yeah? Tired from all this time you spent keeping me awake every fucking night. Oh, what was that? Was that an apology? Speak up. I couldn't hear you. Yeah, I thought it was an apology. I fucking deserve a lot more than a fucking apology from you. I guess getting to make you come will be compensation enough for now. Besides, I've wanted to touch you ever since you moved in with me. Such a sexy little thing, you know? Such a little tease. I've been dying to make you squeal for me. Never thought I'd get to do it under these circumstances, though. Didn't think it would be as easy as walking over, pulling down your soaked little panties, and testing how far into your pussy. I could cram my fingers. But here we are, huh? I never thought you'd be such a bad girl. Is this what you want, huh? You want me to touch your fucking pussy for you? You too good to finish the job yourself? Need the asshole roommate to find out which part of your cunt needs to be touched before you'll come like the horny little mess that you are? Typical. Goody Two-Shoes can't take care of her own needs. Is this what you need, dumbass? You need me breathing down your neck while I shove my hand up your snatch like you're a fucking puppet, huh? Or maybe, just maybe, you kept me awake with your stupid little vibrator night after night hoping I'd do exactly this. Is that what this is? Did you engineer all of this just to drive me insane from sleep deprivation? Force me to get you off because you were so incompetent. Yeah, that was it, wasn't it? You just wanted me to do the dirty work for you. You wanted to see what it'd be like in a sack. Tighten your legs. You heard me, tighten your fucking legs. I want you wrapped around my arm like you're holding on to your fucking life. If you're gonna trick me into doing this shit while I barely have two functioning brain cells to put together, then you're damned well gonna make it fun for me too. I want to feel how much you really need me. I want your entire body shaking from how much you need me to make you come, you fucking idiot. I want you moaning my name in my ear while I finger you like it's the name of fucking God. You owe me big time. You owe me so fucking much. I'm probably gonna fail my fucking midterm tomorrow because of your stupid little stunt with your stupid little cunt. Yeah, you didn't think about that, did you? Only cared about getting any part of me inside of you that you could, huh? Fucking ridiculous. Yeah, you better start fucking begging me to let you come, you little shit, that's right. Fucking beg. You've been a bad fucking girl, and you're gonna pant and moan and shake and beg me to let you come. Because apparently, you can't handle doing that without me. Isn't that right? Yeah, it fucking is. Catch these fingers like a Clinton fucking pig. That's it. That's it. Keep going. Keep begging. You want to come so badly, huh? Want to make that twat tingle? Want your big, sexy roommate to show you a good time? Then beg. Beg. Say my name. Say my fucking name, that's right. That's it. You're so close, huh? You're so close. Just a bit more. Just a bit more. Just come on. Come on, fucking fingers, dumbass. Do as you're told. Come on, bad girl, you are. Fuck. That's right. That's right. Shake that fucking leg. Keep coming. That's right. That's right. That's fucking right. That's fucking right. That's right. Not bad, Rumi. There. Satisfied? What? I told you that I was pulling out all the stops to make you come. Didn't think I was lying, did you?
No.
Of course I wasn't. If some dumbass needs me to make them come so that I can finally catch some Z's, then I'll make them come. Although, it'd be easier if they just told me what they wanted instead of costing me an exam grade. Whatever, though. Whatever. You finally came, and now I can finally sleep. That's what I thought. Good night.